This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight, O.J. Simpson's last will and testament. Who will get what? His attorney breaks down the payout.
But it's substantial.
Then, cameras roll. A first look at Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's new show for Netflix.
Girls in the middle.
And Tom Cruise teaming up with Elon Musk. An update on the movie Tom plans to shoot in space.
I think he'll do well.
Plus, Coachella surprises why Will Smith made a Men in Black return. As his son was caught kissing Justin Bieber. Plus, the No Doubt reunion with a special guest. As Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce watch it all inside their PDA-packed date in the desert. And
'cause I was just kidding. And now
Ryan Gosling's Taylor-approved SNL return, the sketch that had the entire cast cracking up.
I'm sorry, you're talking about me?
E.T. starts now. O.J. Simpson's last will and testament revealed and a shocking move against Ron Goldman's family. Welcome, everyone, to Entertainment Tonight.
5 days after O.J.'s death, we're learning even more details about his final days. O.J. making it clear he wanted control until the very end.
Hospice? Hospice?
I don't know who put that out there.
He made the decision to say, I'm going to go home and I'm going to die in my home.
Yes, O.J. passed at his home in Vegas. His four kids were reportedly forced to sign NDAs to visit. But there was no deathbed confession, a TMZ source claims. Nothing about that came up or was even thought about.
Mr. Simpson has IRS debt. Don't want to go into any more about it, but it's substantial.
As for O.J.'s will, executor and longtime attorney Malcolm Laverne tells KTNV he is unsure how much the Simpson estate is worth, but he wants to make sure Ron Goldman's family gets nada.
He should have been in jail for all this time for murdering Ron.
In 1997, Simpson was ordered to pay $33.5 million to the parents of the man he was accused of killing along with ex Nicole Brown. They only got $133,000. So, with interest, O.J. technically owes the family $114 million. His lawyer says, quote, "It's my hope that the Goldmans get zero, them specifically, and I will do everything in my capacity to try and ensure that they get nothing."
When you pass away and now you're into probate, the executor now has a legal obligation to make payments. They're going to fall in line just as most other creditors. Taxes that are owed will take priority. Then you get into your secured and your unsecured debts.
More surprising details inside the 76-year-old's will. O.J. signed it only 11 weeks before he died. He wants a suitable monument by his grave, and if anyone challenges the will, they get $1 and nothing else, including his kids. That's youngest daughter, Sydney. She's now 38, working in real estate in Florida, like younger brother, Justin, now 35. Arnell Simpson, who famously defended her dad in both trials, is now 55 and an author. Her brother, Jason, is 53 and a chef. OJ will be cremated as the family handles his final goodbye.
Some funeral arrangements have been made.
And today in court, Alec Baldwin's Rust Armorer was sentenced to 18 months in prison.
The media portrayed me as a complete monster.
Addressing Helena Hutchins' teary friends, family, and the director of Rust, an emotional Hannah Gutierrez-Reed got the maximum penalty. This after the judge called her out, quoting her recorded phone calls from jail.
They're talking about how much this is messing up her modeling career.
Alex pled not guilty to involuntary manslaughter, but what could today's sentencing mean for his trial in July?
They are going to completely separate themselves from Hannah and say, hey, we have an actor here. All actors are not experts. They don't have a duty of safety.
All eyes on Alec in that next trial. All right, let's move on to Hollywood's mass exodus to the Coachella Valley.
Yeah, weekend one dropping all kinds of surprise performances, starting with a No Doubt return. An unforgettable reunion nearly 10 years in the making. Gwen fully embraced her OG ska style in plaid and sparkly Doc Martens before introducing this surprise next-gen female rocker.
Hey, Olivia Rodrigo! What if good girls like me and you always want the bad boy?
Olivia paid homage to the band in an I Heart No Doubt tank. They performed the 24-year-old track Bathwater, which is 3 years older than the 21-year-old Grammy winner. Another surprise cameo? J Balvin introduced Will Smith, who wore a classic Men in Black uniform to perform his 1997 hit. A rare performance since that infamous Oscar slap just over 2 years ago. On Instagram, Will encouraged followers to, quote, dance in your darkest moments. Behind the scenes, Will's son Jaden Smith and Justin Bieber shared a cheek kiss nearly 14 years after their Never Say Never collaboration. Justin then took the stage with Tim's and fueled more divorce rumors by not wearing his wedding ring. But rest assured, internet sleuths, Justin and Haley engaged in plenty of PDA watching Lana Del Rey's Friday night set. Other couples coming out hot? Saltburn's Barry Keoghan was spotted filming girlfriend Sabrina Carpenter. Rihanna and A$AP Rocky enjoyed a baby-free date weekend as he performed with Doja Cat. Robert Pattinson was out to support Suki Waterhouse's set, and she confirmed the sex of their newborn baby on stage.
I love amazing ladies, and I've been very lucky to have my own little amazing lady.
Another proud mama, Ms. Lauryn Hill, who sang with son YG Marley before inviting Wyclef Jean out for a Drop the Mic Fugees reunion. And it looks like Swellsy is in their festival era, turning Coachella into a PDA-packed desert date night.
I tell you what, I'm a real music lover.
I just have a great time with these things.
Locking lips, holding hands, whispering in each other's ears, and swaying sweetly in the crowd. The pair hit up night two after a low-key sushi date in LA on Friday. Taylor's New Heights hat was a sweet nod to her man. The couple danced, sang, and cheered side stage for her pal Jack Antonoff's band Bleachers.
It's definitely been fun to experience her taste in music, for sure.
A source tells ET the two were in their own world, adding they're very in love and in sync. Her new album drops Friday, but looks like Trav isn't the only hot guy who's got a thing for Tay.
The music of the great Taylor Swift.
'Cause I was just kidding. And now I'm just right.
Ryan Gosling did a Ken-themed cover of Taylor's All Too Well. Taylor's take, this monologue, is everything.
I was there, bleached blonde hair. Now it's time to wish fit Ken farewell.
He was joined by his The Fall Guy co-star, Emily Blunt. But it was Ryan's reunion with Barbie co-star, Kate McKinnon, that had him breaking character in the cold open. 'Cause, yep, Kate totally went off script.
Oh, So they're taking turns checking under the hood. Bastards dropped me in North Korea, but hey, not the worst place I've been on all fours.
Kate McKinnon, she's...
Oh my gosh.
She's vicious.
That alien's catch?
Yeah. I dare anyone to know.
No.
You know, we could also call them cookie croutons. Mm. It's good. Really good.
Actually, the Oscar nominee was cracking up in pretty much every skit he was in. But the moment the whole cast lost it...
Sir!
E.T. has learned that even though the cast had full hair and makeup at dress rehearsal, Mikey Day's portrayal of Butthead still made them laugh uncontrollably live on air.
I think I laugh too much. They take it very seriously, this comedy thing.
I'm still laughing at the Beavis.
You love them, don't you?
Loved.
Yeah. By the way, did you know that award season is still not over? All the very cool kids got together to celebrate the really smart folks at the Breakthrough Awards. Our Deidre Behar was there.
Mr. Cooper, Kim, and Kim.
Lizzo, why is right here?
Katie, Orlando, what does date night look like tonight?
This.
Margot Robbie, Olivia Wilde, Brie Larson, Hollywood's A-list brought the glam on Saturday to what's considered the Oscars of science.
This is my kind of award show, honoring the people who are really making a difference in our world. It's so deserved.
Venus Williams, Robert Downey Jr., and wife Susan also hit the carpet, along with SpaceX founder Elon Musk.
What celebrity do you want to send into space?
You know, Tom Cruise has said he wants to do Mission Impossible in space. We've had some discussions, but I'm not sure where his mind's at. He does a lot of his own stunts, so I think he would do well.
We're very excited about the biopic in the works. Have you thought about who might play you?
How about Benedict Cumberbatch? Benedict, what do you think?
Another movie we're looking forward to, Wicked, a.k.a. When Ari Met Ethan Slater.
Don't be afraid.
You get friendships, you get romances. What has it been like to have a front row seat to seeing friendships being fostered?
You know, when you see love, it's such a warm feeling. And it's real.
Yeah, it's real?
Yeah.
You've seen it up close.
I've seen it up close. It's good.
What else is good? Beyonce's Cowboy Carter just asked Jessica Chastain.
This ain't Texas.
I saw that you posted a sound to one of the new Beyonce songs. Your first role was in Jolene. You were in a Beyonce and Jay-Z music video.
Yes. Wow, you've done your research.
Where E.T.? Is this your way of manifesting a way to work with the Carters maybe in 2024?
I mean, I would always work with the Carters. Yeah. Whenever she needs me, I'm there.
Zoe Saldana made it a date night with her husband, Marco Perigo, as did Alicia Keys with Swizz Beatz. Adam Levine had his wife, Beati Prinsloo, by his side before hitting the stage to perform with David Foster.
I gotta give a huge compliment to Rennie. What do you make of this talent? I mean, are you really surprised?
You know, he's probably gonna be a lawyer or something, not a drummer, but we love it and we're having fun with it. We're just gonna go along for the ride without pushing him too hard.
Guess who else loves to show support? Meghan Markle served up style in a $515 Heidi Merritt cutout halter dress and gave Prince Harry a sweet kiss. Meg presented him and his polo team the top prize. Harry played in a charity polo match in Florida as Netflix cameras rolled behind the scenes.
It's been a busy week.
Girls in the middle.
E.T. has confirmed the two are doing a reality show about the world of polo as part of their reported $100 million deal with the streaming giant. And look who else shared some rare PDA. Keanu Reeves and his girlfriend, artist Alexandra Grant. If you look closely, Keanu kisses with his eyes open.
It feels authentic in a way.
A couple of 5 years enjoyed a date night at the Museum of Contemporary Art Gala.
I mean, you never know when you're gonna find love.
Well, it sounds like Sofia Vergara has found love with orthopedic surgeon Justin Salomon. She dropped the L word and this pic in bed. If you ever get a major knee surgery, make sure you get a handsome doctor who will sleep with you that night. Love you. She's been linked to the divorced dad of two since October. Sophia's divorce from Joe Manganiello was finalized nearly 2 weeks ago.
I think 2024 is going to be a great year for me. To me, it's already a win.
Still ahead, Sierra gets candid.
This is just crazy.
Why she's trying to lose 70 pounds. Plus, we're with former Real Housewife Candace Dillard Bassett breaking baby news.
We did our implantation in January.
And reality stars Jax and Brittany reunite as disaster strikes. Then Hoda and Jenna spill the E.T. and end up shocking each other.
They're trying to break us up, E.T.
E.T., we're on to you.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
That's just how we roll.
It's been a few years since you've been out on tour.
Oh, it's been a while. It's about time.
Are you going to take everybody with you?
Yeah, I'm taking the squad. So we going. All right, babies, let's go. It's
time. Mama of Four Sierra is gearing up for an electric 26-show concert tour with Missy Elliott, Timbaland, and Busta Rhymes. She had Little Amora in December and says, trying to lose 70 pounds post-baby, prepare for a show and tour while breastfeeding and running my businesses.
Well, yeah,
that's what it is.
Speaking of babies, E.T.'s the first to tell you Real Housewife of Potomac, Candace Dillard Bassett, is pregnant. This is her first little one with husband Chris, and the couple have given Bravo fans a front row seat to their IVF journey.
I always wondered, like, how would I know when I was ready? And when I knew, it was undeniable. I kind of woke up and realized that I was never going to be 100% ready, and I just had to leap.
How much did this news coming into your life impact the choice you made to walk away from Housewives?
Probably 95%.
Well, we're 100% sure Jax Taylor and Brittany Cartwright's third birthday party for son Cruz will be one to remember. Yes, that's his dinosaur-themed cake taking a tumble. The recently separated couple reunited to celebrate their boy at a trampoline park, and it seems there was nothing but love.
Our whole lives changed whenever we had our son. Best thing that's ever happened to us.
I know I have watched this video probably 20 times. Now let's get to a different kind of spill with our faves, Hoda and Jenna.
We're spilling the ET.
What you never knew about the Today Show co-hosts.
I'm horrified by you right now.
From mom fails to their wildest on-air moments.
This is gonna get juicy.
It sure is.
And NCIS hits a major milestone. Only ET's on set for the franchise's 1,000th episode.
Flabbergasting and magical.
It's gonna be epic.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Hoda.
And I'm Jenna.
And guess what we're gonna do?
We're spilling the E.T. We spend a lot of time together. Oh. What would you say is my most annoying habit? Are they actually trying to break us up after 5 years?
Don't try. I know.
They're trying to break us up, E.T.
We're on to you.
We're spilling out your tea.
We don't like to look for the flaws. However, it's also one of her pluses. She's wildly competitive. Looking back on the last 5 years, what is your favorite thing that we've ever done together?
There are some really fun things like traveling here.
Yeah, yeah.
Quebec.
Yeah.
The polar plunge.
Hoda and Jenna transported their Today Show to New Orleans last week for a special episode celebrating 5 years of talk show magic together.
Between the two of us, who do you think would collect more beads on Bourbon Street?
I know what you like to do to collect your beads, which is anything possible.
I'm horrified by you right now.
So I would say, because you are shameless when it comes to collecting those beads, it would be you.
I love it here. Y'all join us? Okay, what would you say was your craziest live on-air moment?
When Mila came on the show?
Yes.
And you prompted her to say some very unsavory things about her
First
mother?
Of all,
She never wears underwear.
What's a mom fail that you're ready to come clean about?
I definitely throw all my kids' artwork. I think teachers need to send home just the fine art.
I'm often mistaken for Gayle King. It happens all the time. What celebrity do you get mistaken for?
Once I was mistaken, I was at a Giants game, yeah. And the person behind me goes, you look just like the daughter of, and I was like, here it comes, of Hulk Hogan. Thanks, E.T.
Thanks, E.T. We spilled the tea.
In the Big Easy.
Yeah.
Let's go. I mistake you for that peanut M&M every single day.
This is my life, y'all. This is my life.
All right, let's turn to big news for our friends over at NCIS.
Yeah, the OG was just renewed for season 22, and that's just in time for tonight's big celebration as the entire NCIS universe hits a mega milestone.
Let's roll the camera, please.
Fan of the show, watch no matter what, but if you're like an old school fan of the show, tried and true, you're gonna have some real cool Easter eggs.
This franchise loves its fans, and we're excited to continue to feel that.
There's gonna be action, there's gonna be romance. Get your popcorn ready.
The entire agency's under attack.
Grab your gear now.
Only E.T. was behind the scenes as the team shot the 1,000th episode in the NCIS-verse. That number is the culmination of shows from L.A., New Orleans, Hawaii, Sydney, and, of course, the OG that started 21 seasons ago. It airs tonight on The Mothership on CBS.
D.C. is under threat, and a lot of our team is under threat in this episode.
Let us know how we can help.
You'd be my first call.
We've got cast members from NCIS Hawaii, NCIS Los Angeles, who are all going to take part in this episode.
People, they might shed a tear by the end of it while they're sitting on the edge of their seats.
Coming up, Tom Cruise.
Trying to deliver for you, okay?
Behind the scenes of his latest Mission Impossible in London.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Tomorrow on ET.
Hey, ET, this is Christian Slater.
On set of the Spiderwick Chronicles.
Meanwhile, Christian's former co-star Tom Cruise is on his knees in London. The 61-year-old seemingly surrendering while shooting Mission Impossible 8 in theaters May 23rd, 2025. Remember, though, production was delayed over the last 4 years due to the pandemic and then the actor strike.
We leave you now with news from another Tom Hiddleston.
Mm-hmm. Our Ash Crossan was with him at Paley Fest. He's a cutie. Night, everybody.
I know what kind of god I need to be.
Tom's Loki days may be over, but he will be back as the night manager. The sexy BBC thriller returns after 8 years away.
It's been really lovely to remember all of that.
And while Tom says never say never to a Loki comeback, there is one co-star who could convince him otherwise.
Do you have a favorite variation from the show?
If I don't say alligator, I feel like everyone's going to be upset.
That's what I was going to say.
You're telling me that thing's a Loki too?
Oh, yeah.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.